Chris Tim was telling us earlier, this is the world we live in now. Because the Vikings were in the playoffs, unfortunately out after one game, he found his old toboggan. That's what we used to call them, a toboggan, from like 1970, Vikings. Mm-hmm. Loved the look of it. I wish I still had my Broncos. I had a Broncos and a Baltimore Colts, and I wish I still had them.
They were the colors of the team. It's like cool. a gold brim,
yep.
Purple top, and then had a little beanie ball on top.
And you flip it up, and the logo of the team is so, so cool, so old school. I loved it.
I had two of them. That's the only one that I still have left.
Well, I had a Broncos and a Baltimore Colts. And Chris Dem posted a picture of this online, and his relative and said, let's go, you know, bringing it out again this year for the Vikings.
Maybe this year. That's all I said.
That's it. That's all it was. Maybe this year. I mean, the Vikings have never won the Super Bowl. It's been a long time since they've been in it.
Probably heartbreak. Nothing but heartbreak.
How long has it been since the Vikings have been in the Super Bowl? I think it's been 50 years. I think Super Bowl. No, they were in number 11, so it's been 48 years. They lost Super Bowl.
The last one to the Raiders?
Mm-hmm. You know, Bud Grant, the coach of the Vikings then, he has always suffered from those losses because they were supposed to win at least a couple of those games. Remember, they're supposed to kill the Chiefs and got beat way back when the Vikings were making Super Bowls. Anyway, Chris Tim has relatives in Baltimore, and after he posted that shot of the toboggan with the Vikings logo, she said, oh, I'll fix that for you, and she put a Baltimore Raven logo over it.
Perfectly placed over the Viking logo.
And Chris Tim and I said the same thing. We don't know how she did that. We don't know how to do that, but we don't like it. That is not – that's his – he put that picture up.
I don't have a comeback besides I don't like this.
I don't like this.
You know,
that's his.
Paraphrase the dude, this aggression will not stand,
That's aggression. That is aggression, and that's right. That's a great impression.
Thank you.
And that right there, I mean, I could see it if I did that to my own photo and then posted it. She's going to your photo. That should not be allowed. That should not be possible.
And if you think about it, they're not identical.
Mm-mm.
But the Ravens, her team.
Purple.
Purple and gold.
Correct. So it looks like a Ravens hat. I don't care for
that. At a glance.
When you showed it to me, I was like, oh, that could just be a Ravens hat.
There was an attack. We were attacked, I believe, last year, the year before.
Mm-hmm.
When we were, I think, shopping for new logos, and somebody photoshopped what appeared to be you rogering me shirtless.
Correct.
Oh, yes.
And Chris Dem looking on, remember, with a Chris horrified face.
No, I think he was excited, which was weird.
Maybe that's you were on all fours, shirtless.
Yep.
I was behind you.
So many horrific things in 2024.
That was horrific.
I almost blotted that one out.
That was awful.
The only one with a shirt was Chris Dem, who was, I believe, peering through like what appeared to be a window like, ooh.
He was. That's it. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that image erased from all thumb drives?
I hope so.
Interestingly, in the meeting that we have every Tuesday, it was brought up at that time. And many championed it and said, let's put it out there.
We found our winner.
Yes. Yeah. Put it out there for people to vote on. I said, let's not let this see the light of day. No. You don't have to suffer through that.
Of all the ideas you people have had in this meeting, that's the one you think is good.
It's good. Now, this is about, editing and artificial intelligence and all of those things. I'll bet you
technology can, beyond
technology
our grasp.
Technology beyond our grasp. I bet you can get this, okay? This is country music, but I let me see if you can get it. I'll play you two songs. One of them is a country music singer. The other is done by AI. All right. They're both kind of twangy, old school country.
Well, one's real.
One's real.
By human.
By human. And one is done.
Computer generated.
Only by AI. Exactly. So I'll give you a choice. One of them's called More Country Than Me. The other one's called Drunk on Me. And you can choose which one you want to hear first. You want to hear Drunk on Me or More Country Than Me?
I want to hear More Country Than Me.
All right, here's the song.
I ain't got no cows. I don't ride on horses. And I never lived in Nashville, Tennessee. I don't push no plow. I can't count divorces. That don't mean you're more country than me.
There's the first one.
Okay, so that's example A.
That's example A. Here's example B. The song is called Drunk on Me.
Ain't like I'm a fiend for whiskey, but it's working like a charm.
Got me dreaming I'm still where I'm wanted, in your loving arms. Baby, I'm drunk and I'm dreaming, drunk on dreaming on you, head full of junk, and I'm reeling, messed up thinking about you. Baby, I'm drunk and I'm dreaming.
All right, so drunk, one of those is AI, the other is a person. Which one is which?
I feel like I know.
Okay, you do.
Yeah. Do you want me to guess?
No. Let's let Chris Dim guess, because he'll have. I don't think he knows.
I have no idea.
The artist who's singing it is well known.
Really?
I think so. I looked it up and I was like, okay. Yeah.
Based on just hearing them one time.
Yes.
I think the first song, more country than me, is by a human.
Biggie, what do you say?
I think the drunk on you is a person.
Biggie is right. Drunk on me. Chris Dim missed it. And they were, I mean, I don't know how you tell the difference, honestly.
I feel like the fake one, the AI one, something in the voice has a little twinge of something off on it to me.
Oh, you think?
I think the second one sounds more natural, more human.
When I just created a quick Google, it says this is Kane Brown.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, he's a country singer.
This is the drunk.
This is the drunk on me. This is a real person.
I feel like this sounds more like a real voice.
It's real. That's real.
Baby, I'm drunk.
I just... I thought it was... Because the lyrics were so appallingly bad.
Drunk on me. Meanwhile, this...
Who rhymes drunk and junk?
Kane Brown. This one's AI.
I ain't got no cows. I don't ride on horse.
I don't know how anybody would ever tell that's AI. That's no human being singing that.
Lived in Nashville, Tennessee.
Doesn't that sound like something you'd...
Yes!
Yeah, it really does.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't push no plow. Dang.
Now it's getting that good that...
I can't count divorces.
In fact, I
divorces
like
and horses.
Yeah.
You're more country than me.
In Nashville, Tennessee. I think this could be a hit.
I think it'd definitely be a hit country song. I feel like the voice is just like has a twinge of just
overtwangy.
Yeah, like electricity on it or something.
So if I had presented that a different way and said, listen to these two country songs, just listen to them, you would have said, oh, that doesn't sound real. I don't think so. It's
no,
too
I
close.
Think, I think
it's
if too I, close. Because I'm listening harder because
yeah,
I know
because
one
you know
is.
One. Yeah.
But if you had just said, hey, here's the number
you
five
hear it
country
on the radio.
Song,
yeah.
Don't say one's a machine.
Yeah. Right, exactly. David, you're talking about the AI country song. Go ahead.
Hey, that first song, it didn't have that human element. Like when he extended the horses.
Mm-hmm.
That could be confused with too many other things. A human wouldn't, a country singer, writer, wouldn't put that in a song.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
You may be right. I don't know as much about country music. I think country music fans would.
But you live it. Listen to you. You
celebrate it.
I like it. And I'll tell you what, country is having a moment. I mean, I listen to pop all the time, and I hear a lot of country, a lot of Morgan Wallen.
It's creeping in.
Oh, more than. Jelly Roll, Morgan Wallen, all the Blake Shelton.
Mm-hmm.
Who redid Fast Car?
Oh, Luke Combs.
Luke Combs.
Yeah, he's giant.
Absolutely. On, you know, definite crossovers. I would never, I'll tell you this, I think country music fans would rebel, would push away, would shun an AI song. You know, if you found out it was AI, I think people would go, I don't want to hear that. They want real. Mm. You know, they want something real. But to me, I never could discern.
I ain't got no cows.
In fact, I like this song better than the human being song.
And
you would.
Nashville,
you fall in line like you should.
I don't push no
I do. Plow. I like it.
The overlords want you to like this.
I do. I do.
Horses, that don't mean you're more country than me.
There you have it. That's AI right there. I was reading.
So do we know who's responsible for doing this?
No, I just thought it was just put out there by AI on a website. I think it could be infiltrated into radio stations and TikTok and so forth. If you said this is an up-and-coming country star named, you know, whatever, I think people would buy it. You know, would be like, oh, this is cool. You know, it's by.
Play it again.
Yeah. I think people would be, if you gave a name to it, you know.
Danny Texas.
Exactly. If Danny Texas sang that song and you had like a person who looked like, who played the part like a model. Like
this is a this was an old Al Pacino movie way back in the day called Simone.
Sim.
That's yeah, what Sim was, One.
Sim One.
Simulation One, but it was Simone.
She wasn't real.
She was a beautiful pop singer who had an incredible voice, but she wasn't real.
Did you see it?
I did.
Was it good?
It was okay.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
okay.
Yeah, you could make that now. And you
Pacino's actually pretty good because he kind of goes around the bend thinking that she's real, trying to protect her.
Yeah.
And I think Mary J. Blige provided the human voiceover voice for the machine in the movie.
You really could almost create that now, because can't you create video like Sim One? You know, but let's say you got a good looking guy singing that song and you call him Danny Texas.
But you'd have to have the best possible animation, right?
You would, or you'd have to have an actor playing. You know, yeah. It's like, okay, I agree to play this person,
yeah.
But really it's all similar. Now then you're getting into Milli Vanilli territory.
Right, because the person couldn't sing live.
And I do believe that country music fans would backlash against that. They I think they want it straight and want it real, you know. Apparently AI is providing OnlyFans. Like if you will go on to OnlyFans, you can talk with people who are on there, and a lot of times those people will just use AI to answer your questions. They're not really talking to you.
Well,
you know,
what a letdown.
Yeah, and you don't even know it.
I like your boobs.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you'd say
thanks.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
So these are just like chats,
only fan
like
models.
Message well, chats.
They set up AI chatbots, and you say talk dirty to me.
Yeah,
and the AI chatbot will do it for them. They won't have to say, "Ooh, you're so hard."
Little bit of
whatever.
What
it
was
is.
That?
Ooh, you're so hard, or whatever. You don't have to say that. They'll have to say it for them.
In the little bit of OnlyFans experience I've had, I do know sometimes you'll see a profile and it'll say like, available to chat 24 hours a day.
Right, right.
And it's like, that's impossible. Mm-hmm. So that does make sense that they can set up AI to respond to you. And frankly, men aren't real creative. You know, it's probably just the same.
Yeah.
We'll just that's why AI thing. Can do it. Yeah.
Right.
Well, you did have a lot of downtime in the hospital.
Yeah.
You weren't using hospital Wi-Fi for OnlyFans, were
well,
you?
I hope not.
Well, when you sign in the Wi-Fi, it's like, you will be monitored.
Oh,
like,
God. All right,
fine.
What a
plus,
letdown.
They're tracking your pulse.
Yeah.
And blood pressure.
I told you, I waited till I got home to check all the
oh, that's right.
All the other work. Yeah, yeah.
To check all that when you got home, because otherwise they'll come running if something like that happens.
He's crashing, he's crashing.
Yep. And let me tell you this, too. There's no knocking at a hospital. They just come in.
Right.
Yeah,
they do. They walk in at any time of day.
Did they give you a sponge bath?
No, never got a sponge bath.
That's too bad.
That's a myth, by the way.
It is?
Yeah. I mean, they'll say, you know, do you need some help bathing? But the idea that some gorgeous, busty nurse comes in with a, you know, a soapy, warm sponge, that's not it.
That's a fiction?
Yeah.
Not on our insurance
policy. No.
Not with our plan.
Our policy doesn't cover that, does it?
Yeah.